Syracuse is getting federal funds to help youth transition from the criminal system back into society. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
24-year-old David Loeffler was in and out of the Jamesville Correctional Facility for 6 years. He says it was hard to stay out of trouble once jail became a way of life.
If you really don't care, then it's just going to keep happening. You're going to go down the road and hang out with the wrong person, and next thing you know, you're in a car with a bag of dope and you're going to jail.
What turned it around for him was hitting bottom and being able to transition into a program offered by the Center for Community Alternatives in Syracuse.
You got to want to stay out of jail and be a contributing member to society instead of being a thug running the streets. I learned that within the past year.
Now he has a job and is able to see his 3-year-old son once a week. He says he's happy. It's these kind of stories that a new program funded through the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Justice say can become more common with a $100,000 grant that lets the center work with the Syracuse Housing Authority. HUD Regional Administrator Holly Light says having these services available is especially important for youth.
It's difficult for anybody to transition from the criminal system back into society, but we feel youth are a particularly challenged population because they just haven't necessarily gotten the skills before they went into the system to know how to navigate that world.
The grant's expected to help about 100 youth transition into society after spending time behind bars. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.